Jesus announces, your faith has made you well. So what exactly does that mean? In this passage, Jesus heals 10 people suffering from leprosy. Jesus models his life, his ministry, after God's example. And God is faithful, an advocate for those of us experiencing any kind of suffering, which is pretty much everybody at some point in our life, misfortune, limited resources, or grief. God lifts up those of us who feel unwanted, friendless, and alone. Those of us who society has placed outside social inclusivity and in the margins, possibly between in the margins of a social group, on the cusp of, or not exactly part of the group, or inside, almost inside the group, maybe living just close to the sidelines in social circles. But being in the margin feels to me, in my queerness, much the same as being part of a group, but not part of the photo or the story that's shared. Or being part of the story and the photo accompanying the story, but no name nor any reference about people like me in the story. So what exactly is the disease that is being referred to in our text? It is leprosy. In ancient times, a leper, which is a person suffering from leprosy, had things affect their eyes. It could affect their skin or their mucous membranes, their nerves, their nervous system. It could cause disfiguration from sores and nerve damage. But another name for this infectious disease is Hansen's disease. People who are infected by the bacteria Mycobacterium leprae. And for centuries, people isolated and shunned people with leprosy because no one really understood the disease. In 2024, the World Health Organization reported 170,000 new cases globally. And in the U.S., about 225 new cases each year are reported. And thanks to modern medicine, leprosy, Hansen's disease, is curable. So in our text today, all of what I've said is to determine what a modern sense or understanding of what leprosy would be like today, or maybe a symbol for today. Possibly, it is a person who is avoided or rejected by others. So living with leprosy, an identified leper, could mean having a disease literally, or it could possibly, in today's understanding, be a person living among us with neurodivergence, or have a different kind of personality that some people just don't get along with. Maybe it's their outward appearance, or the color of their skin, or their modest earnings. Maybe it's their disability, gender identity, sexual orientation, citizenship. Maybe it's because they have a really thick accent. Maybe it's their life circumstances, like homelessness or houselessness. You can fill in the blank. There's so many reasons we exclude people. But most of these reasons are not within our control, but they do isolate and exclude. It's like when somebody is grieving and we just don't want to hang out with them because they're sad all the time. Right? Sometimes that happens. So, We get excluded from society, services, resources, sometimes community, and sometimes it's even family doing the excluding, excluding us from belonging. But Jesus here in this text is in that borderline space. It's a space that transcends geography, culture, religion, economics, politics. In and among social boundary spaces between Samaria and Galilee, Galilee and Samaria might not be welcoming in either space for people living with leprosy. They're living in between, in the margins of those cities, excluded. Not welcome in either space. So Jesus heals these 10 people and says, your faith has made you well. 9 of them just go on their merry way, and one of them returns and gave praise to God. Possibly all of them were grateful, but one did something different. They acted on that appreciation, that gratitude. When we feel gratitude, there's normally appreciation attached to it. I wanted to share with you a quote by Brené Brown on what gratitude is. Here it is, quote, gratitude is an emotion that reflects our deep appreciation for what we value, what brings meaning to our lives, and what makes us feel connected to ourselves and others, end quote. So the one that returned had a feeling of connectedness, had a feeling of appreciation, deep appreciation, and valued the fact that they could potentially be accepted somewhere. There was some hope. The one that returned acted on the joyfulness they experienced. And I'm sure that they were all grateful. Maybe they shared it over a drink or over dinner. This meant for all of them that there was hope, a possibility that they could be accepted in Galilee again or Samaria. Many, in any context, are thankful. But do we always express it? Do we always say it? I was thinking the other day about thanking God. When we thank God, we're normally either in distress or asking for something that has been provided. And sometimes we receive something and we never even mention it back to God. Oh, thank you. I prayed for that months ago and I am so grateful. So many are thankful, but do we always say it? It's difficult for us to practice gratitude sometimes. And in uncertain times like now that we are experiencing today, gratitude is connected to the feeling of appreciation. And even in this hard space where society is, possibly gratitude is a way to experience joy and get some power back. The leper in our story is so appreciative that he praises God right then and there. He's being active participant in thanksgiving. And it requires a practice of gratitude. When we feel grateful and appreciation of all that God has provided, whether it's a smile or engagement, hope or food or security, or even it's just the ability to give generously of our time and money, do we give thanks? All 10 were healed. Your faith has made you well, and one was saved. All of us here have the power to heal and restore hope like Jesus, to practice loving kindness in our social, political, and faithful living, and giving thanks and praise to God for providing the opportunities to be of service and to serve and give. all of us also have the power to receive healing and restored hope, like the leper in our story today. In loving kindness, accepting healing and hope from friends, neighbors, sometimes a stranger. But friendship and connection, that brings us hope. Giving thanks and praise to God for providing people to walk alongside us. So be encouraged to practice gratitude today, the next week. We are leading up to Thanksgiving, so practice gratitude. Practice appreciation. Thank those who walk with us, include us, and to God who is faithful and relieves our suffering through our interconnection, our interdependence upon one another, and our sense of belonging as children of God. Live today and always with a thankful heart. Amen.